The head of the Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board was not impressed with the governor's trek to the central Adirondacks on Sunday and comments that tourism potential in the newly acquired 69,000-acre parcel will benefit local communities. Executive Director Fred Monroe says there's a better way for the state to acquire Adirondack land that would have kept jobs in the forest products industry, kept recreational leases intact, and cost taxpayers less.
The primary concern is the impact on the forest products industry. They're very concerned about their long-term wood supply. Privately, they'll tell you that they're concerned that the state land master plan specifically provides that the state should not buy highly productive forest land because they're so important to the forest products industry. That's the primary concern. The secondary concern is the impact on the culture of the Adirondacks and the economy of the towns and villages that have been very dependent on these recreational leases and hunting and fishing cabins. And the plan is to demolish 200 of the hunting and fishing cabins. And in a place like Newcomb, there's no other overnight lodging places. The governor says this is going to help tourism. And I think he's right if there's a place for people to stay. But if there's no place for people to lodge in the affected town, they're going to stay elsewhere and just day trip into these areas.
Adirondack Council spokesman John Sheehan says the concerns expressed by Monroe are completely unfounded.
Frankly, there aren't that many people working in all of Essex County in the timber industry. So in many cases, the state taking over and paying full taxes will mean a huge jump in revenue for the community. Tourism will increase in these communities very quickly because for the first time in over 100 years, some of the natural wonders of this property will be available to the public, including the highest waterfall in the park, some of the most amazing whitewater, and that's going to mean new revenue, new business opportunities throughout the area. I think that the loss in timber revenue, if there is any, is very likely to come with the exchange of new tourism dollars being created at the same time, so that the net impact on the park should be a benefit.
Hamilton County Board of Supervisors Chair Bill Farber agrees that the forest products industry is the primary concern, but he's optimistic that the governor's tourism plan will help affected communities.
How do we make this seamless transition for some of these communities that historically don't have a lot of tourism infrastructure, they don't have lodging, they don't have some of the amenities that could make tourism more of an effective economic development tool for their community? And so the community looks at it, and what they see is the loss of infrastructure. And I think it's all about how we evolve this deal in an effective way that makes the transition. This governor, when he says he's going to do something, tends to do it. And I think the simple reality is you need to do more than simply acquire land to create a tourism economy. It's about tourism infrastructure. It's about how we build on marketing the Adirondack brand. It's about a number of the things that he's talked about that, frankly, I feel pretty good in that they've come straight from a lot of the work that the North Country Regional Council has done.
The 69,000 acres of former Finch Prine forest land was purchased from the Nature Conservancy to be included in the Adirondack Forest Preserve. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.